The DUP is searching for a new leader following the announcement by Edwin Poots last night of his intention to step down. His resignation was tendered only 3 weeks after he was elected to the office. It came after a revolt against his leadership by senior party members that was prompted by his decision to proceed with reconstituting the Stormont executive yesterday. DUP Assembly members and MPs expressed their anger at a pledge given by the British government to grant Sinn Féin a key concession on Irish language laws. A plenary meeting of the North-South Ministerial Council that was due to have taken place in County Armagh today has been postponed. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.
Edwin Poots was one of the key architects of the revolt that ousted Arlene Foster as DUP leader and Northern Ireland's First Minister. But exactly 3 weeks after being formally ratified as her successor, he was forced to announce that he was standing down. He had no option after a rebellion against his decision to nominate his friend Paul Given to be First Minister. The vast majority of the party's MPs and Assembly members voted against nominating Mr. Given because of deep unease about the British government's promise to introduce Irish language legislation. Sinn Féin had demanded the move as the price for going back into power sharing with the DUP. Edwin Poots was summoned to a meeting of the party's ruling party officer team yesterday afternoon. He left after almost 4 hours without speaking to the media, but a short time later it was announced that he was resigning. A plenary session of the North-South Ministerial Council planned for County Armagh today was cancelled after Paul Given was instructed not to attend. Edwin Poots was only the fourth DUP leader in the 50-year history of the party. The search for the fifth will get underway today. Vincent Kearney, RT News, Belfast.
Political parties in Northern Ireland have expressed bewilderment and anger at the political instability. Sinn Féin said the focus of the Stormont executive should be on tackling the pandemic. The leader of the SDLP, Colm Eastwood, said that he, for one, was sick of what he called this soap opera. The Alliance Party Assembly member Paula Bradshaw said the next DUP leader must learn that playing hardball got the party nowhere. Saoirse McGarrigle reports.
In the wake of Mr. Poots' announcement, Sinn Féin called on Stormont ministers to focus on responding to the pandemic, the rollout of the vaccination programme and rebuilding the economy. It said choosing a successor to Mr. Poots was a matter for the DUP. The leader of the Ulster Unionists, Doug Beattie, said unionism deserved better and that Northern Ireland needed modern, confident, progressive leadership and a roadmap for recovery and renewal. He said that whoever took over from Mr. Poots would face the same critical issues which were negotiated and agreed on the DUP's watch. The leader of the SDLP, Colm Eastwood, said it was time for some grown-up politics. The Alliance Party member Paula Bradshaw said the challenge for the DUP was to work with other parties to deliver progress for all and not to circle the wagons.
The US President Joe Biden has signed a bill establishing a public holiday to commemorate the end of slavery in the country. Mr. Biden called the move one of the greatest honours of his presidency, after Congress approved it with overwhelming support. He signed the bill into law at the White House 2 days before the holiday itself, known as Juneteenth, on the 19th of June.
This is a really, really, really important moment in our history. By making Juneteenth a federal holiday, all Americans can feel the power of this day and learn from our history and celebrate progress and grapple with the distance we've come, but the distance we have to travel.
And now the weather forecast.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Trust Grant for innovative and sustainable home heating solutions to future-proof your home. Visit grant.eu.
Any lingering mist patches will clear this morning to leave a dry day with sunny spells. The best of the sunshine will be in the east and south of the country. Highest temperatures will range from 14 to 18 degrees.